first time this season we get to talk about high school football. Well, for the Chief, this will be a thrill. It'll be the only time this week he gets to talk about the game. The other times, he'll just be sitting there listening to somebody else tell everybody what he saw.
You're right. You're kind of right, Steve. So, after 22 years, 25 years, you kind of get used to it. So,
you are just, hey, we missed you at the golf tournament. It's so great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. A little bit of mix up in communication there. So, that's just one of those things that happens once in a while.
That's okay. It's great that you're with us now. And Dave, what's the read that you get on Shikellamy going into this season?
Well, I think one of the big factors is that Coach Kaiser and his staff has had this team for a whole year instead of just a couple of weeks. So they certainly have a bigger handle on what type of personnel they have and where the kids are coming from. They did a nice job all year long with their weight program. They got to do 7-on-7. These are things that they did not do last year when he took over the program. So that's a positive. I also think just by watching them that there's a lot of speed in the backfield. It really looks like these kids, if they could get through that first layer of defense, that they could probably do a little bit of damage. And there's not just one, but there's probably four backs that have that type of speed. The line, I was impressed on Friday night. I thought they did a rather good job against a very big Montoursville football team, a team that's, year in and year out is always in districts and state contention. And the thing that I like about the line is they got some kids back from last year. They had a whole year. 9 games that they had a chance to get some playing time, but there's some experience there, and I think probably for the first time in a long time, they've got a little bit of depth at the offensive and defensive lines. One more thing, Steve. I think we have one of the best set of linebackers, whether they play 4 or 5, just about every one of those kids has 1, 2, or even 3 years of experience. So, it looks bright. I'll let you know next week after we play Central Mountain.
Sure.
How things go.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. Did you get any? Now they have one scrimmage though, right?
Yeah, they scrimmage. Everybody gets one scrimmage. It seems you used to have 2 scrimmages, and then you opened up around Labor Day. Now you have a week to get oriented to the heat, and then you have full pads. You have a scrimmage, and bang, 4 or 5 days later, you're playing your first game. I think that's tough. I really do. I think that's difficult.
I think it is, too. But, Dave, the quarterback is going to be the one that gets this whole thing started.
Yeah.
What does Jim Kaiser have there?
Well, the Brandon Wertman's been playing there, and there's also one of the Wetzel boys. And then there's a Caleb Yodert also. He's got 3. They all got a chance to play on Friday night. And I don't know. I don't know what the decision has made, but I think Wertman probably has the nod. He's got a pretty decent arm, and he's pretty mobile. They will miss Mr. Balestrini because he's one of those players that just can get something out of nothing once in a while, just with his athletic ability. So hopefully the offensive line is not going to put our quarterback in any perilous situations all the time. So, Steve, that's one of the question marks, and I probably should have said that right from the start. That's a big, big position to fill, and Shikellamy's going to have somebody new there this year.
I know that last year, it was different rules, different times, and we're not completely back to normal, but how does it feel like there's some semblance of normalcy around this?
Well, one thing, the kids are back into a routine. Shikellamy did an excellent job all last year in the high school and the elementary school with keeping kids in school, even though the pandemic was going on. They missed very few days, so that gave them a little bit of normalness, and even though they had to wear masks and there were shields, they were still in school, and that meant that they were still able to go to the weight room. They were still able to go to workouts with the trainer for speed and agility, and they worked all year long. So it's not 100% back to what it used to be, but it's close enough. And you know how kids, they're resilient, that this probably would become the new normal for them, and they're okay with it.
Dave, it's always a pleasure. Great to have that voice with us on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Oh, thanks. It's hard to believe we're back to football already, but you know, now it gives me, you know, being retired. This is the ninth year I've been out of coaching and teaching, and that's one of the ways I stay, you know, in contact with a place that provided a great education for myself and also a profession. And I'm looking forward to this season. Thank you, Steve.
Well, we're the beneficiaries of that, so thank you so much, Dave.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
All right.
So is Steve Briggs our next victim on this?
That is correct.
Yes, I guess.
Yeah,
Steve, first
I'm
of
here.
All,
Steve,
welcome.
How you doing?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on board as one of our, being one of us.
Well, it's I'm excited to be here. I got the call a few weeks back from Pat O'Brien, and I was on vacation with my wife, and I said, you know what? This will be great. So I'm in.
It's great that you're in, and we'll be the beneficiary of it as well along the way. So, Steve, what kind of read do you have on Selins Grove going into this opener?
Well, frankly, I was at the scrimmage last week. Pat and I and his daughter Murphy sat up in the press box, and we watched. And unfortunately for me, and I mean this sincerely, not many of the Seals were wearing their regular season numbers. So I was like, "Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?" Because a lot of these kids were young kids when I was around. The last time I was around the Selins Grove program was the '09 season, which was the state title year when my son was the quarterback on that team. So this is kind of new. Some relatively familiar names I'm seeing, but you know, there's a culture there, and Coach Hicksy's done a super job. The staff has, and as you guys have just been talking about, you know, I got a lot of respect for all these kids, especially what they've gone through, and all of us, obviously. But you know, football is a special thing, and it is year round, and it takes a community, and you know, these kids haven't had that. So really excited to get this going against Pottsville Friday night. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's interesting, in the years since you'd been around it, they had some years where 3-4 years in a row they had a phenomenal passing game. And last year was one of those years where they had to rely more on the run. They didn't have that. You have to obviously coach around your personnel. What kind of gauge are you getting from Selins Grove? Are they a run-oriented team, pass-oriented team, or balanced?
I think they're trying to be balanced. They ran the football very well against Lewisburg last week, I thought. And that's another thing. That's another point. Somebody just mentioned that, whether it was Dave or you, Steve. These kids only have one scrimmage now. It used to be two. And, I mean, they're getting thrown into the fire pretty quickly here, in my opinion, with all the heat acclimation stuff that they have to go through, and then, boom, one scrimmage, and they're right into it. I'm in Connecticut right now. I just came off the field up at Foxborough. I was at the Patriots-Giants gig this morning where they scrimmaged together, and I got a little connection there with Jason Garrett, so I was fortunate. I'm up in this area with work, but was able to see that. But just leaving that, even that level, it's so different for these guys. It's, you know, I think Selins Grove, to answer your question, will probably want to run the football. They're using three different quarterbacks. Don't really know which one will come to head. They all were about the same last week, in my opinion. Or two of the three. I don't know if the youngest kid played much, right. But they're two sophomores and a freshman. So we'll see. I think they're very strong, or they look stronger defensively. You know, Coach Hicks does a super job with the 3-5 and how they attack, and it looks like the back end is relatively experienced. Replacing some pretty good linebackers and upfront people, but it's a culture there, and I think the strength will be defensively. If they can run the football, score some points, Mike Ferrero, one of my former assistants at Susquehanna, is running the offense, and I'm excited. We all are, and I know it's a formidable opponent with at Pottsville tomorrow night. So we'll see. I keep saying we'll see, but as I said, that was my first experience with the group was last week.
Well, I think everybody's will see, Steve, because when you only have one scrimmage, I don't think we're going to get a real read on where anybody is maybe until we head into week three.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's what Pat and I were discussing last week, was it's very unfortunate. And you know, these guys, they'll have some pretty high-tech with the huddle, film exchange and everything. So that side of it, I think they'll be caught up, meaning the studying and the X's and O's, but it's getting out and playing, especially when you really haven't done a full bore in how long, you know. So it'll be really interesting.
Steve, pleasure. Thanks so much. Great
Thanks,
to have you
Steve.
As part of the team.
I really appreciate it, and look forward to this fall in many ways.
Steve Briggs, he'll be a part of our Sealands Grove coverage this year. Now let's bring in the man of the single-digit handicap, my old friend, Greg Wetzel. My man, how you been?
Steve, great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks. Appreciate it very much.
Great.
So, again, like everybody, it's just the one scrimmage. So at least it gives you some read on what's going on. So under the category of some read, what's your read on Lewisburg?
Well, like it has been the last several years, how their offense and defensive line performs. Skill position-wise, I think they can compete with just about everybody on their schedule. It's whether that offensive line and defensive line can hold up. The thing that impressed me in their scrimmage, Steve, was team speed. This might be the most team speed Lewisburg's had since I've been watching them play and broadcasting games in like the last 5 or 6 years. So I think that's a real benefit to them this year.
There have been a team, though, that over the years have been able to put together, at times, a pretty good running game. But it's always that moment.
Yeah.
And the moments, though, when they've had to throw the football, that's been a problem.
That's right.
Can they get the ball downfield with their passing game this time around, at least bounce it off?
Well, against Sealands Grove, they scored two touchdowns of 45 yards or more in passes. So I think protection, again, is the key. If they can protect the quarterback, he has some receivers that can catch the ball this year and run with the ball. So, again, and I don't know how good their offensive line is right now because they're playing three new starters compared to what they had last year. They played a Sealands Grove team who they were much bigger physically than the Sealands Grove team. When Sealands Grove didn't blitz, Lewisburg had ample time to throw the football. But when they blitzed, that was a different story. And then Lewisburg quarterback was on his heels, so to speak. So that's going to be the key to their season, I think, the offensive line, and staying healthy. You know, they don't have a lot of depth. They have a little over 30 kids out for football. Mm. So any injury is a major injury this year.
Yeah, oh, man, and that's tough. The numbers thing is tough because I want to see the numbers go up in football, not decline. And it's interesting you bring up the blitz part of it. You know, I'll watch, obviously, Penn State football practice, and I'm watching Penn State football practice. They then get to the day where, okay, it's the first blitz period, and that's when I usually say to Doc Sebastianelli when we're standing there, he says, now we're going to find out what they got.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, sometimes they picked up the blitz, sometimes they didn't. But if they don't pick up that blitz, that poor quarterback's going to be running for his life, you know. And you know what that's like.
Can that team
The only thing I'll say, Steve, is this. They have a new coach this year, Eric Wicks, who played at West Virginia. He's a three-time all-conference player from West Virginia. He was a free agent contract signed with the Seattle Seahawks. He runs a spread offense, and he has his quarterback doing some quick releases, throwing some screen passes out in the flats, or, you know, a wide receiver screen, stuff like that. So that might be able to help them a little with the blitz package.
Can the team speed that you talked about make a difference on defense for them?
Oh, that's why I noticed it the most against Healdsgrove. Team speed and pursuit to the ball. Todd West is now their defensive coordinator, who also coached at Bucknell a little last year. He's now running the defense for Lewisburg, and he has four or five kids. I mean, you can see the whole team, but their pursuit to the ball is outstanding, and so with the team speed, it really, really showed well in the scrimmage last week.
So great to hear your voice again, my friend. Thanks so much. Appreciate you very much.
Hey, thanks. It's great to have football season rolling around again.
It sure is. It's all tomorrow night, starting tomorrow night.
Yep.
Thank you, Greg.
It's going to be fun. Yep, thank you.
And they'll be on 100.9 The Valley, Lewisburg will, Selinsgrove on Eagle 107, and, of course, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Shikellamy football featuring the Chief.